Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Did you see the convertible? It was a small thing. I think it might have been a PT Cruiser, but it was full of rats.
When you're talking about paying teachers minimal amounts of money, it's a good idea to actually have, you know, the summer to play.
Well, they only work
part-time. What other motivation is there? And a lot of them, what did he say? What did Oscar say?
Said they only work part-time.
That's
part-time.
Right.
Not a full year.
This was her tweet yesterday. She said, A Chinese proverb says...
You almost read it like a fortune cookie.
I know. I wasn't
Chinese. So great.
Chinese proverbs say... I just did that automatically. I'm sorry. That was terrible.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. A full loaded, locked and loaded line of callers waiting by. However, a bit of a technical issue with Mr. Ponyboy Matt Bloom.
Yes.
I am looking at a teeny tiny little screen up here.
A little screen.
So I'm going to assume that these are the names. All I'm getting are the names that are on the caller ID. So I've got to do it that way.
But, okay.
Let me try this. And then if Ponyboy can maybe expand.
Maximize the screen.
Bit,
yes.
Maximize.
I appreciate that. Let's go to Jason. Jason, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, do I sound okay to you guys right now?
You sound
a little
great.
Bluetoothy. You sound a little Bluetoothy.
Just
to
kidding.
The boy here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got these AirPods and I'm trying them out for the first week, so I'm sorry about that.
With us? What about you? Show us
a little more
respect.
Me.
Yeah, call your mom with your AirPods. Work it out.
This is the first caller on Wide Open Wednesday.
Yeah,
I want to be kind to the caller. Yes. Go ahead. Jason.
I'll these AirPods if it helps.
No, they're
You know, let's just
fine.
Do an experiment and switch off the AirPods and let's see how it sounds.
All right, hold on for a second.
All right,
I've seen those AirPods.
And
don't Pony you
Boy,
feel about losing
I need
them.
You. Help me, please. Get your bony ass in here.
Is this better?
Talk a little
it
more.
It's a tad better. It's a little bit better.
All right. So here we go. First of all, I actually, I'm calling. I always have these like questions that pop up in my head that I always want to ask you guys. But first of all, I told Adrian how great of a job he's doing. And he asked if my name was Jay or Jason. And I said, no, it's Jay, J-A-Y. But it still came up Jason, I'm assuming.
Well, no, here's the problem. I am looking at a screen that I never look at before when I've got the callers. And now what we're trying
usually
to do.
Usually he does this by crystal ball, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, and by the way, okay. I mean, normally I am getting the callers identified by name. And I will have the caller ID followed by the name.
Yeah.
And now, Pony, can you volunteer? What's going on? What's going on with the phones?
Are you sending
today,
them a big
please?
Screen?
I'm trying to, but our monitor was changed a few days ago. And it looks like it's causing the screen that you're seeing to shrink.
Is it ever a day in here? Is there ever a day in here?
No.
Oh, my God. So it's Jay. So your name is Jay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
hi, Jay.
Several times.
Sorry.
All right. You know what, Oscar? You're awesome. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Whatever I'm doing is upsetting
you. No, you're not. You look, listen to me. What you're doing is supporting the show and calling in.
Yes.
All right?
We appreciate
the
that.
The AirPod Jay. Test,
all right.
A little bit uppity on your end, because you can do that with somebody else, not a real real big show like ours. But now we've all solved right. that. Please continue with your questions.
No. You remember when, here's how it works, Pony, since we've only done 500 of these shows, mm-hmm. they usually call with caller ID, and then I get the name of the caller, the proper, because sometimes someone will use their wife's phone, and it'll be like, Debbie so-and-so with the phone number, and then we'll get their real
name. What are you seeing on your display right now, Mike?
I'm seeing,
while we have Jay on the
phone. Williams, Schofield, Richard, Papillon, Jones, Jason. That's what I'm looking at.
So he's not
right
seeing
now.
The length. Pony, the length of the
right,
of
well,
the
detail.
No, he expanded the link. There's still not the names on there, and I'm sorry to get into the weeds with this.
Yeah,
Jay, is there anything else we can do for you as I try to get?
Seriously, I'm calling because like I remember growing up, like when you watch movies and whatnot, the people who make these movies, they don't tell you everything. You know, it's a lot of alluding, like oh well, this happened because probably X, Y, and Z happened. You know, something that you didn't see on screen. But nowadays, it seems that everybody wants every plot detail. Everything needs to be handwritten. everything needs to be in these movies, and it kind of takes the fun out of watching movies. Like you mentioned, The Light Between the Oceans. I read the book when I heard they were coming out with the movie. Book was fantastic. The movie focused more on visual, like the sounds when, you know, they're at the lighthouse and it's the wind, like the scene where he calls somebody to come and tune the piano and the wind is blowing so hard, but then she hears like a music note. I felt that they focused so much on sound and visuals that they don't pay attention to actual dialogue and building up.
I am so with you, Jay. I am so with you on that, and that is it. And here's another example of it, Jay. You'll be watching a movie, and I'm so glad you brought up sound, because I've had this gripe for a long time. And I think this is sound out of a theater. I think we have to make it really clear. We're talking about sound on the modern television or the sound bar that you get today. These movies are mixed in a very specific way for theatrical release. When you get them transferred to the small screen, which is where a lot of the movie content is consumed in America, you got that situation where the movies today, for example, you'll have whisper dialogue followed by, let's use the example of a car race down the street. And the car race will literally crack the windows in its volume level. But the dialogue will not, because they are so... But that's evened out. When I go to a theater, it doesn't become that big a deal
because
to me.
When
I'm watching on television, it's ridiculous.
Unless you have a surround system, because you know your ambient noise is going to be behind you, your music and effects are going to be left and right, and your dialogue is going to be right in front of you. And when you have them separated like that, I think you have an ability to focus on it more. But if you're listening through a sound bar where your entire spectrum of sound is only 2.5 feet wide, it's all going to be mixed together, and you're at the mercy of the sound mix to a really severe extent.
I'd be remiss to say that most of these new TVs, if they don't have Bluetooth
what does
on
that
them,
mean? I'd be remiss to say.
It's going to come very clear when he makes his point.
A lot of this technology that's out there is meant to sell you on like, oh, look at this experience, look at this beautiful screen,
this explosion.
Yeah, that if you don't have the sound, or you don't have the ability for people to hook up Bluetooth headphones to the actual TV, then what the F are we doing all this for?
And also, all TVs now are all screen.
Jay wants to talk now.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jay.
I'm sorry. I don't think that the sound has kept up with what they're showing on screen. You know, you got these 4K TVs. Yeah. I got a 4K TV. It's amazing. But, you know, I almost need like 7 or 8 speakers fully.
I agree. Just like you'd have in a theater. That's a good point. I agree with you. Let's go to Joel in Richmond, Virginia. Joel, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Well, good morning, fellas.
Oh, hi, Joel.
How are you, Joel? What can we do for you?
Well, I'm actually a Joel that you've heard from before, and I am the campaign manager for Vangie Williams.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm glad you called. Congratulations on the primary victory.
Take your shirt off.
We're all feeling a little bit rough this morning because it was quite a celebration last night. But
I'm so glad you called us. That's wonderful.
11 a.m. and time to get on to the work of unseating Rob Whitman in the 1st District.
That is really, really great. We have not had any candidate, and we are open to all candidates call into the show. Nobody's been with us as long as you guys have with Vangie's campaign, and I saw that online. In fact, some of our fan club members were nice enough to put that online, that she had won the primary last night, and that's got to be very, very exciting. Now, we go on to the general. What is your situation there? How entrenched is this particular incumbent, and do you think you have a shot?
Well, yeah, actually, the incumbent is rubber stamp Rob Whitman. I'm going to just go ahead and start framing it.
I love the insight that. That's funny. Rubber stamp Rob.
And he's been there for 10 years, and it's typically a red district. But here's two facts. Women vote for women regardless of party 17% more often in the 1st District.
Okay.
So in general elections.
You are tired,
two,
I can tell.
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah, dude. communities of color turn out for candidates of color. So we actually have a statistical advantage that nobody who's ever run for office in the 1st District. And we won 16 of 20 counties.
Good for you.
Don't pull the cankles, though. Don't get too confident.
Yeah, don't get confident. Don't get hacked.
Are you kidding? I wasn't confident until I saw The Last Return last night.
Man.
I just can't do that to myself. So the one thing that Vanjie wanted me to ask you this morning, she's actually already on the phone raising money.
Yes.
She wants to be on Political Persuasions.
Ooh.
Oh, absolutely. We'll put her on Political Persuasions, and we will put her on whenever she wants to come on. I'd love to get the insight into a real live congressional race, and I like the fact that you guys have been with us from the very, very beginning, and it's a lot of fun and a lot of news being made on both the right and the left, and we'd love to have you on. So you tell her yes. Now go catch a cat nap, Joel.
Yes. Hydrate.
I'm already on my way. Well, I'm going to sleep before I go to Starbucks.
Also, let's talk about some ad buys. I'm sure you're flush with campaign dollars.
Yeah.
Political Persuasions could use a sponsorship.
Exclusive sponsorship.
Vanjie wants Mike to be the voice of the campaign.
We talk about those dollars as well, sir.
That's right.
Very good. Oscar's in a full fundraising mode himself. Thank you, Joel, and congratulations.
Congrats.
I got yelled at yesterday, Mike, when I went to the polls. I got yelled at by the old lady.
You did?
Yes.
You went to the polls?
And Carrie loved it.
Yeah, Robert voted yesterday.
Carrie Congrats. And I went to vote, and we get there, and we, they say it's in there. It was a little election. It was just the primary, so it wasn't even in the gymnasium. It was in the music room of our elementary school. And we go in, and the old lady is sitting there with a not as old lady and a old man. And there's you have to choose your ballot, either the Republican ballot
or the Democratic
ballot. And she says, "Now, if you would tell me or point, would you tell me what ballot?" And she said, "Don't touch the ballots." I said, "What?" She said, "You're not allowed to touch the ballots."
Ah, the poll workers.
And Carrie looked at me and said, "Look at you. You ruined the election."
You guys don't have electric screens yet?
No, we had to. It was like a Scantron test.
Oh, God. Yeah,
but,
so antiquated.
It was antiquated. But anyway.
Well, the polling places, that's the only poll those ladies will ever be close to. All right.
Am I right, ladies?
That was a hit the alarm. Thing.
Whoa.
Rick from Concord, California. Here we go. I think we might have a song. We might have a song coming, but I'm not sure.
Please.
Hi, Rick.
Hi. Jay and Joel were very interesting callers for sure.
Yeah,
but they didn't sound very excited about Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. We will in the body of the show have some very important and urgent news about Las Vegas, Rick. But
Vegas urgency,
Rick. I assume you will be making your way from Concord, California, to Lost Wages, Nevada.
I will. I'll be helping out with the lighting with my sequin jacket.
He is like a human disco ball.
You make sure you come up and say hello. We are super stoked about Las Vegas, Nevada, Rick. We appreciate that. Let's go to Nick from Rick to Nick. Nick is in San Francisco. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, guys. Just like the first caller, I'm also calling off of my AirPods. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I think so. Okay, what is this AirPod that we're hearing about?
They're like, they look
every
like
one
earbuds.
Of the AirPod, I'll be honest with you.
Every one of the AirPod calls.
No. So, it's San Francisco, so everyone has AirPods here. It's not that big of a deal, and it's very common. So,
DC, they have AirPods everywhere.
All right.
You know what? I don't like your AirPods. Take them out and speak on the telephone handset.
AirPods are better than a Bluetooth just in general.
Well, they operate by Bluetooth, don't they?
No. But the AirPods, they actually have a little chip, a silicon chip in them that's proprietary that gives you a better range for the microphone.
Well, I have a chip, too, on my shoulder. I want him to talk on his handset.
Pull up a landline and call us back.
Yeah, go to a payphone.
I'll take it off.
Okay.
Very good. Hold on. He's got an agenda.
Who can find a payphone these days?
There's an app. I'm sure.
Are y'all set? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it just sounds the same. It's not like all that much of an improvement. But go ahead, Nick. What can we do for you? Let's get right to the body of the call.
Perfect. So Friday show afternoon, I was listening to it on a playback in my house. I had a few friends over, and we were listening to the very end. And Mike, you sounded extremely nasally. And one of my friends commented on that. And the entire weekend, we were doing Mike O'Mara impressions on how you sounded Friday.
Oh, do you have a Mike O'Mara impression? Please give me a Mike O'Mara impression.
Hey guys, how's it going? What's going on? Oscar, what's going on the news?
And the entire weekend, we were just talking to each other. We were like, hey guys, want to get some sushi? What's going on? Oh, hey, what's going on? Hey, I live up in Maine. I live up in Florida. Oh, little Mikey, what's going on? Oh.
So it seems your mic catchphrase is not just the nasal tone, but it's what's going on. Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh hey, my
do
God,
I
yeah,
do I sound do I sound as nasally today? Yeah. Because we've got a sick house here. Everybody's got a little bit of the death grip, and there is significant pollen here. I have hit the Zycam since I've been up here, but maybe a little better today than it was. Now I'm going to find myself opening up my sinuses when I speak and say, Nick from San Francisco. Thank you.
You have to ask him, Mike, what's going on.
Yeah. Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Nick, what's going on? Right, let's go to John B. from Martinsburg, West Virginia. Jesus Christ. One day I'll be able to look at a screen.
Bripes.
It's longer, but smaller. Hi, John, what can we do for you?
Yes.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
John, what can we do for you?
Well, I got to actually want to kind of tax your memory a little bit. Many years ago, I remember you and Don were doing a charity event in White Flint Plaza, where you all were actually locked up like in a quasi-prison.
Where were we? That?
White Flint.
Yeah, White Flint.
Yeah, White Flint that no longer exists.
Like the mall?
The mall.
Yeah, in the mall.
White Flint. Did you do a charity event where you were locked up in a store and that you couldn't get out until you raised $10,000?
A charity lockdown.
I think
it was something that. I mean, Rob might remember, you know, what the charity was.
Melon's Big and Tall. Reason.
No, I don't
I know
remember
we
that.
We did so much crap because, I mean, that's what they do with the afternoon drive and morning drive. And I'm not sure exactly where we were, but it was something that I remember White Flint. I remember White Flint when I think I was on the edge. I went to White Flint and there was a car there, like Volvo dealership or some kind of crap like that. So
I don't remember that. You know, I followed your career even before I worked with you, Mike, and I don't remember the, any sort of lockup or lockdown type charity.
Did you guys ever do the touch your hand to the car and whatever listener?
Oh,
no, we did a lot of keys, though. We did a lot of we'd have a bunch of listeners and give away keys to like a power Porsche. And I know I can't tell you what car it was. I think it was a Porsche. Mm-hmm. And you do a thing where you bring all the people in. And then they line up in the hallway at WJFK, mm-hmm. and then when we would we'd give everybody a key. It was all very, very well organized, and you had to make sure. And the person, the first person, then there are maybe 12 or maybe even 24 keys that we're handing out in a big, big like pirate's chest that we. Yeah.
It was a lockbox for a huge sum of money. I do remember
it was
that.
A lockbox.
Yeah,
lockbox. And we put people and people are like 24 people are in this line, and we get the first person. They try the key and it doesn't work, and we all go, oh, and everybody's behind them. And then the second person comes in and goes, boom, we're like, the second person on the 24. Don and I basically are taking the afternoon off, thinking we're going to be all set with, hey, we'll be right back with the 14th
someone's
key.
Gonna
but
win.
No, the second person, and there's no happier group of people than the guy that is at the end of the line that sees the second person in line start the Porsche up.
Yeah,
it's very, very exciting. It really is. But thank you for the call, John. We appreciate it. There we go. Thank you, Pony.
Yeah, Pony.
Pony, yeah. Pony boy,
giddy up!
Can I ask you about another WAVA
so nice
promotion?
That was done before the show. What?
I want to ask you about another WAVA promotion. I don't think I've ever asked you about it. It wasn't a prize-winning one, but it was a huge promotion. Do you remember the Power Train to Nowhere?
Yeah, vaguely. I mean,
what
I'm
about Sex
old.
For Sam? Remember when you guys did that?
That was not that, them.
That's another team. That's another afternoon. That's another afternoon drive team.
Yes. A radio wacky duo. They came up with that one.
Didn't work out for
no,
them.
No, not so much.
We have another call from the Bay Area. Let's go to Javier. Javier, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are you doing this morning?
We are doing wonderful. How are things out in San Francisco Bay?
It was crazy hot yesterday, but hopefully today's a much better day.
And they don't get that out
no,
there.
No,
often.
Not often.
Kind of a lovely, change cool of pace. Part of the not world. What can we do for you, Javier?
Well, I just want to check in. I haven't checked in a while, and I'm kind of excited and freaked out of going to the World Cup tomorrow. I'm going to Russia, and I wanted to know if I want to mail something from the Red Square. Do I just ship it to the normal address over there in D.C.?
Yeah.
Normal
Rob,
address.
Rob,
we'll get
what
it.
You tell him to do?
Yeah, I think, you know, for that, send it to our street address.
Okay.
Which would be 2300 Wisconsin Avenue Northwest, 20007. Attention, Oscar Santana or Rob Spiewak. Yeah. It'll find its way to us. I think sometimes P.O. boxes are sketchy with international travel.
Mother Russia.
Javier, yes. I know that's what Rob's telling you to do, but I'm going to tell you to do something different. Okay?
Okay.
Here's what I need you to do.
Okay.
All right, what I want you to do is when you get to Russia and you get the item you're going to have for us, wink, wink, I want you to take a box cutter, or you can do it with a simple penknife, and cut out the lining of your suitcase. Then sew it back in, and then when you get to the States, I know you're going back to the Bay Area, but see if you can get, listen up and write this down.
Yes.
A connecting flight. Yes. A connecting flight to Dulles Airport.
Now, when you get to Dulles, take a yellow cab. Make sure it's a yellow cab number 3514.
Yes.
Take it. Take it to the base of the Key Bridge. Get out of the car and go over the railing. There's a slight drop off there, and there's a green bush. Put the suitcase with its contents under the bush, and then get out of there as soon as you can. Don't worry about where you put it specifically, because someone will be watching you.
Yes.
All right?
Good idea.
And then, all right, thank you very much. That's what we look
Mother
forward to.
Mother Russia. Having, splash having, the pot while you're there.
Oh, Mike, I actually just brought up the...
That's all we know. Teddy KGB was on last night. Yeah. Rounders was on last night. I watched it. I watched it last night.
I just brought up the post office website. I hope you can still hear us, because they said to keep in mind, if you're over there in Russia, mail sends you.
What a country. Ladies and gentlemen, a man among men, a man who has just come off the happiest time of his life after the parade for our Stanley Cup champions, a man that works for the organization, and a man who has been very good to the Mike O'Mara Show and to me personally, and I count him among one of my good friends, Mr. Ralph Rice.
Yeah!
We call him Fried.
Woo!
And have you gotten any sleep, Mr. Rice?
I have gotten a lot of sleep.
Oh, listen to him. He's all perfect.
He sounds great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Welcome home.
Oh, thank you. It's been a, it's been awesome. I mean, it's really still hard to explain what it felt like being a fan for so long and then being there and watching that clock. And then it's like, wow.
Yeah,
real.
I mean, I love the pictures. You've been nice enough to send me pictures. I've gotten pictures of Fried got to drink out of the Stanley Cup, which is very cool. He's posing with Ovechkin with the cup. Here's the thing. I've been putting this on my show prep for a couple of weeks now, but these guys in their 20s, to just jump into fountains and be acting like 20-something guys and really just cutting loose, I don't know if there has been, and I mean this sincerely, there have been a lot of guys that have cut loose. Red Sox went nuts in 2004. I don't think there's ever been a world championship team that has enjoyed themselves post-championship more than the Washington Capitals.
And they shared the joy and glory with their fans.
100%.
They could have been at a private party. They could have been bougie about it. They could have been on a yacht and said, look what we've done. No.
Right.
They went to the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really did. And, you know, especially out in Las Vegas, I know Fried, you know, your job is to kind of make sure these guys don't get into trouble. So, you know, you were enjoying it, but it had to be a little, I mean, these guys went nuts, right?
Yeah, it was, I'm not a young man, so I had no clue what this club was. And when we went in and this DJ came on and he had all these people in front of him with like big glow sticks, and I'm like, wow, this is neat.
Yeah, you know, when you posted that video of the club, Fried, it really had the sort of feeling of the movie Saw, like you were in a place where you truly didn't belong. But
I did not belong in there at all.
And go ahead.
I was gonna say, when the DJ started, my whole body, and I'm not small, I was shaking from the sounds, and I was just like, oh, we got 4 hours of this tonight, huh?
Yeah. Those guys are just having so much fun. And, I mean, you got some guys that know how to enjoy themselves. You know, you got the top guy, Ovi. I've never seen anybody go nuts like him. Then you've got TJ Oshie. He enjoys a good party. Tom Wilson, another guy. Is there anybody that's been chill on that team? Is there anybody that's kind of been the adult, the grown up in the room that's like, hey, settle down, guys. You know, we got to do it all over again next year. We start the battle in September. Is there anybody that's been mellow during this celebration? Because I haven't seen anybody but the guys that are out there going, blah.
No, there has been no one.
Rightly so. Including you.
That's
including
great.
You.
They are just, I mean, these guys put in so much work. I mean, and now they get to, you know, reap the rewards, and they're not going crazy like a frat party. They're just enjoying it. And like Oscar said, I mean, they took it to Georgetown. They let people come up. It's just been, I mean, unreal here. And the parade yesterday, I have been around here for a long time, Mike, and so have you. I have, even back, I'm going to date myself, but even back when the Beach Boys would play on the 4th of July.
I remember that. Yep, I remember that.
I've never seen them all this packed.
It's awesome. Yeah, it was great. And later on, this week on the bonus show, we're going to talk to Goat on the bonus show. He's going to be joining us to talk about the experience. And for all my friends in Washington, D.C., great time. Good time was had by all. And Fried.
Thank you for everything, Fried.
Yeah, Ralph,
thank you
you're the
for
best.
Everything you did for us during the season. And it was great to see you at least at the Tampa game. I look forward to many more commiserations when the hockey season starts again. You're a good dude.
Yes, and I will talk to you guys soon. Have a great day.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man. Let's go to Nigel in Portland, Maine. We're running out of time here in the first segment. We're taking a lot of calls this morning.
I love it.
Nigel, you're calling from the great state of Maine. What can we do for you, Nigel?
The question, Mike, is what can I do for you?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a nice offer.
Man.
Yeah, okay. Lay it on me, pal.
I would like to invite you to something.
Okay.
I am calling, so we live in the other, or I live in the other big city in Maine, not the Bangor, hardly newer, but down here in Portland.
Yep, Portland, Maine.
We have a minor league baseball team. I think you are
Sea
aware.
Dogs. Oh, the Sea Dogs are the best.
Yeah, they are the best. Well, did you know, kind sirs, that before every Saturday home game, there's a band that plays?
No, I didn't know that.
Mm.
Yeah, they did.
Springsteen?
4-6.
Four to six.
Yeah. We do cover tunes. Oh, Fogerty.
Oh, I see. You're in the band.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you the front man of this band?
Perhaps.
Uh-huh. Do we sing?
We do, Rob, with Doobie.
Are you a relentless self-promoter?
Oh, my God. Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah, it's all becoming right. clear.
Might be coming down this summer with my cousin and his family to a Sea Dogs game. We'll look forward to seeing you, Nigel. Nigel's gone. Sorry,
do you remember?
No more,
do you
no
remember
more Nigel.
When we pulled
that.
Up to Sea Dogs Stadium after brunch one day and we saw there was a game going on? You said, "Go up to the box office. You can get us tickets for under $25. Let's go." And I went up and I said, "I can get us box seats for $6 each."
That was a good deal.
It was
I loved
a
that.
Great
nothing
game.
Like minor league baseball.
It's a
it was
great
a good time.
Game.
It was had by all. All right, hey, stand by, everybody. Eric from Colorado, Paulie from Brooklyn. And, of course, our stock tip of the week coming up next right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm feeling good about where we stand now with our cast. I think that the elements, as Dr. Watson said to Sherlock, coming together, sir. Alan Pearl, interesting. How do these people, where do they come from? You know, sure, I'd seen him around. It would never have occurred to me to walk up to the dentist and say, you know, are you interested in this? But I was shopping for my wife, Bonnie. I buy most of her clothes. And Mrs. Pearl was in the same shop. And it just was an accident. You know, we started talking about pantyhose. She was saying, whatever, that's not the point of the story, but what the point is, was that through this accidental meeting, it's like, you know, it's like a Hitchcock movie where, you know, you're thrown into a rubber bag and put in the trunk of a car. You find people. You find them. Something. Is it karma? Maybe. But we found him. That's the important thing.
Sure.
And I got Bonnie a wonderful pantsuit.
I love to make people laugh, and I've been doing it since, you know, school. People ask me, were you must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown, and I studied him. And saw how he made people laugh. There's a thing that I think I got an entertaining bug. My father, bless him, brought me into the business. This was his dental practice, and I joke with my wife. That's when the money started rolling in. Brave making more wampum to buy pelts. One happy squaw in wigwam, happy as mongoose. That is, of course, from Johnny Carson, who one of my heroes in a very funny bit.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak,
Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the heart of our nation's capital in the Podcast Village Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. You can listen 24-7 on our new PlayApod app. Time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, customized settings. Now that that guy said I was nasally, I want to open it up a little bit. He's right. I've been for like a month. But anyway, never noticed it before. The ability to call the show, especially today on Wide Open Wednesday. Items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And because it's Wide Open Wednesday, you can call us today all day long, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Hims. Here's the problem. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35, and it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you have lost. The solution? 4hims.com. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. And thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors to treat hair loss. These are real prescriptions backed by science. No nonsense. Plus, no waiting rooms, no awkward doctor visits. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. I hate doctors' offices. I had to deal with them for like 2 years. That's why I love 4hims.com. They make it easy. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Well, they're all about the same. Let's go to Pedro Washington, D.C. Pedro, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
It's an interesting day. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. Hey, I was calling because I was listening to the show a couple days ago, and you said that you're going up to the Ben and Jerry's factory.
That is the plan. Yes. I am going to visit friends. I have indicated to these friends that the fat man is a little excited about the potential of going to the Willy Wonka ice cream place.
TFM.
But yeah, I mean, that may be the plan. Yes.
So it's fantastic that you're going there. But yeah. I have to mention to you that you also must visit the Alchemist, which is a brewery just around the corner, like 15 minutes away.
Mm.
That produces some of the best beers in New England. I not some of the most sought after beers are right there.
Yeah, I won't be driving. You know what? Yeah. Thank you. It's called the Alchemist, and it's right around the corner from the factory.
Yeah, right around the corner from Ben and Jerry's. That's
I'm very excited.
Well worth
that.
A visit. Unlimited beer that you can get with for the samples. You just get back in line and go over and over and over.
Oh, you mean like it's a real brewery? You're touring brewery, ice cream and beer. My God. I'll just be in the fetal position the morning after.
Fantastic.
Pedro, thank you for the heads up. I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you.
Let's go to Brooklyn, New York, ladies and gentlemen, and our favorite New Yorker, Paulie.
Hey.
How are you, my friend?
Oh, bada boom, bada bing.
There he is.
Paulie.
Yes, Paulie.
Paulie got an inside look into our world.
Hey, Paulie.
I was a fly on the wall, and I was loving it. Let me tell you, but my mouth, I say nothing. Gabish?
That's okay. We said nothing bad.
Nothing.
We'll talk about it later on the show, Paulie. The fact is, we were talking about the ticket sales and the fact that our wonderful P1s, the people that subscribe to the bonus packages, have done very, very well.
Yes.
For the rest of the rabble, it might be a problem, but we'll handle that. Paulie, what can we do for you today?
Mike, listen, you're the capo duty copy. You know what that means, Mike?
It means, let me see, capo duty copy means you will not wake up in the morning because you will be dead in the trunk of my car.
No. That means you're the boss of bosses, and I believe I'm a loyal soldier of the show. Am I not?
Attaboy.
Yes.
I love you.
Okay.
I love you.
All right, so Mike, you owe me 8 hours of my life.
Really?
I watched that friggin' Killing Eve, Mike. It's a piece of garbage.
Oh,
Mike, you know what it should have been called, Mike? It should have been called Torture and Paulie. That's what it should have been called.
You didn't like it, huh, Paulie?
Oh, that's funny. Listen, the first couple episodes were good. But Maron, that's Sandra Oh. The O stands for, oh my God, I can't believe I got an acting career.
Everybody has different opinions, Polly. I respect yours. Maron. That's what Maron.
Maron.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Bye. Thank you, Polly. I appreciate the call. Oh, there he goes. I'm sorry, he had more to say. Anyway, it's time for our stock tip of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. We go to Mohammed in Woodbridge, Virginia. That bell can mean only one thing: how to increase the value of your portfolio. I'm going to pre-write a thing for Mo.
I think it's a good idea.
Mohammed, what is today's stock tip? Lay it on us.
Salesforce CRM.
This has been Mo's stock tip of the day.
Thank you.
You want to ride that hockey stick at the top of the stick.
Yes, right. Exactly. Get in while the getting's good.
Chris, man. Baltimore, Maryland. Welcome to Wide Open Wednesday. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning.
Oh,
good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm a school teacher, and it's one of the last days of school, so we're very happy.
You know what? And I know that a lot of municipalities are going to more and more days, but, you know, in certain parts of the country, you still have the classic summer vacation. And when you're talking about paying teachers minimal amounts of money, it's a good idea to actually have, you know, the summer to play.
Well, they only work
part-time. What other motivation is there? And a lot of them, what did he say? What did Oscar say?
Said they only work part-time.
That's
part-time.
Right.
Not a full year.
Hey, you know, the excitement is palpable at my house because not only do I have two kids in school, I have a wife in school. So they're all excited for the last day of school.
Is your wife going to be double dipping this summer?
Oh, she'll do everything just to piss me off. I don't know what she's going to do. She'll be busy, 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 as long as she's not napping.
Most teachers I know now, it's really not a summer vacation. Most teachers just like go to their second job and, you know, to slay the dragon because they get paid such crap. But you got to be looking forward to saying sayonara to those little brats for a few months. That's got to be good, right, Chris?
Yes, I will really miss shaping delinquent young minds, but I will enjoy my time away.
You deserve it.
I do have a question for Rob.
Shoot.
I think I would request it's time to retire Wade Byard.
Wade Byard? Why?
Yeah. Oh, so sick of hearing him say it's time to start.
You know what? You don't know this.
I love the honesty of our listeners.
At Julia's graduation from tech school, they introduced people in the audience. They said like the superintendent of schools was there, the assistant superintendent, all these really important people in Loudoun County education. The only person who got a standing O was Wade Byard. So
why?
Because I think kids and parents associate him with no school.
Oh,
he's the guy that calls and says when there's snow days. So he's a big deal.
Who listens to our show? Kids and parents?
Parents listen to our show and kids listen to our show.
And you have someone that's calling.
But here's the thing. Yeah. This is like a muckety muck in the school system who was nice enough to actually record an intro for our show, which really most people, especially in a respectable field, kind of run in the other direction from clowns like us. And that's why I kind of like
Wade. He's not that
Wade.
Benevolent because he had to do that. It was a listener that won a silent auction where Wade would do your voicemail and the guy was like, do this for TMOS.
Yeah, but he could have.
Really?
Yeah,
is that how that works?
Yeah, but he could have denied it. He could have denied it because technically it was outside of the parameters.
I thought you did that.
No, it was donated to us by, I believe, Cindy Baruti.
The Baruti's.
The Baruti's of Leesburg. So if you really, really
hate
him.
Isn't she married to a problem guy? Isn't there a guy that's Brian Baruti?
Yeah, but I don't think it's a relation. I don't think it's the same guy.
Oh, they're different Baruti's?
Different Baruti's. Separate Baruti's.
We got Baruti's. We got Moody's.
We do. You know, Baruti, Moody.
It's all over the place.
Judy.
I would say hate is a strong word, Rob, but could I volunteer to do another one?
Oh,
you
wow,
would do it?
I'll record my own and I'll send it to you.
Send it to me via electronic mail.
Yeah, Chris, can I ask you one last question before you get off the line? Has Wade ever have your paths ever crossed? I know you're in Baltimore, but you've never, and he's in Virginia, so you're not in the same district, right?
No, I've never met him. Never had the pleasure.
Thank you.
Never
for the
had
call.
The
I
pleasure.
That. That's awesome.
She hates Wade.
She does.
Oh my God, hate Wade. I like Wade. We got to keep Wade for a while. You know, come on.
Why don't
we
get
people
Patton
doing
to cut a liner for us? That'd be nice.
Okay, we can do that.
He's coming in, right?
Yeah, next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Let's put that
let's
on.
Get John
list.
Mulaney to do a liner for
well,
us.
Well, he's coming in. Patton's coming in next week.
I know Patton's coming in, and you know, I watched my daughter's favorite comedian is John Mulaney.
Mm-hmm.
We watched the special last night, special that I listened to in the car, and before that, I listened to the audio. I watched it. That guy, the thing about John Mulaney,
yeah, what is it
John
about him? He is so funny.
He's so funny. He's probably the funniest vanilla comedian. He uses the F word occasionally, but only sparingly. And he does stuff from his childhood that just cracks me up. He does a bit on going to Catholic church.
Yes.
Which is, and the singing part that is probably the funniest thing I've ever heard when he talks about that. It's fantastic.
He opened the show yesterday and he said, I got a letter from my college, which was exciting because, you know, mail.
Nail. We'll take a break, and when we come back, I do want to talk about Las Vegas. We have to talk about the serious business of Las Vegas, Nevada, and things are going quite well, which you know how our listeners work. That's a problem.
Right.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
You can call Tiffany Southern the girl next door. She likes to be active.
I used to play roller derby, and my derby name was Southern Hell.
She likes to unwind with a good beverage.
I want it like motor oil from a 67 Chevy.
And she's on this week's Omericast. Marcus Serta is a fan, too.
We both love beer, and we both love these shows.
Download Omericast today on iTunes, the Playapod app, the TMOS app, or at MikeOmeraShow.com. And now back to the Showcase Showdown, here's Mike.
Mike and Jim Amato, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Here's a fact Cornerstone First Financial would like you to know. Home values are at the highest levels in 14 years, which means there's trillions of dollars in equity out there. I am incredibly aware now of the timbre of my voice.
Him get inside your head.
I'm just thinking about that.
One call changed it all.
Yeah, you need to talk like you said you were going to talk in the auto mechanic's garage. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, it's a perfect time to use your home as a virtual ATM for debt consolidation, a divorce buyout, home improvements, or anything else. I think you could go the full other way, especially since the tax deductibility implications out of HELOC have changed this year. By the way, HELOC stands for Home Equity Line of Credit. If you need a little extra cash, it's really important to get yourself an equity line based on your home. Now you know. And if you're buying a home, the people at Cornerstone First Financial are a direct lender with their own money. And they can set their own rates and beat all the others. They're good folks, I promise you. Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. And this is probably going to be their favorite commercial that they've ever gotten from Mike O'Meara. 202-625-1221. If you worry about my adenoids, call that number. I'll give it to you again. 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention. From application to closing, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial.
Would you like some apple juice?
Could I have some apple juice, please? Oh, God. What a nut, crazy, silly show. All right, Vegas, I'll make this brief because I want to talk about Oscar's rats.
Yes.
Rats.
And Oscar, you tell me to shut up if I'm saying stuff I shouldn't say. Okay?
I think that everything you're going to say is coming from the heart, and we've always wanted to overserve our listenership. Yes.
We made a conscious decision that the priority ticket sales this year for the Las Vegas live show were going to be for the bonus show subscribers. We're going to make them available for a couple of days in advance. We always know that the people that are the bonus show subscribers are the most passionate about our show. Mm-hmm. They've gone nuts. We have sold well over half of our tickets to the people. And
Can I give a percentage?
Yes, go ahead. What's the percentage now?
71% of the tickets are sold.
Wow.
All right. There is the real possibility by the time tickets go on sale to the general public, it may be a limited number of tickets. I'm just trying to... I have to say thank you to the P1s for doing this, the bonus show subscribers. I want to say to everybody else, if you're complaining about this, we have to service the people that service this show.
Yes.
So I'm reasonably certain that we're going to have a number of tickets available.
I'm confident as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but to the people that are bonus show subscribers,
thank you.
You're overachievers.
Awesome.
You do it all the time for us, and we are eternally grateful. And we'll see you at Council Chambers Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm so delighted to read about the excitement level online from people that get excited about this show. And we are we're thrilled to do it, and we're thrilled to come out there and be there for you. And many, many big things planned, not only the live show. We'll be out there and telling you about that as we get into it.
Excellent. May I add one thing?
Yes.
If we look, a sellout is, we've sold out every show we've done.
Yeah.
I will say that usually pre-sales are for about a week long. We just gave 48 hours for a show that has a long tail, right? We've talked about that on the show. Mm-hmm. So the response has been overwhelming. And
this all was born out of my wife looking at me and saying, I said, look at the number of tickets we've sold already. And Carl said, oh, the people, you haven't opened up to the general public. I said, no, we haven't. Oh, people are going to be mad. Well, there's nothing. That's just the rules of the game. That's the way it goes.
Yeah,
I'm happy to have this problem. But I am mindful
of course
of the fact that there are people out there that, look, it is what it is. I am hopeful that we will have a number of tickets. Yeah. Not going to be a ton of tickets available, but this is not fake.
Do not
this
wait.
This is not me hyping. I'm simply saying, get your tickets. If you are a bonus show subscriber, you got to act now and get it. We've sold 70% of our inventory, which is great news.
And as you guys said, this is uncharted territory. It's not anything we planned. It's just happening, and we're very appreciative.
But our job is to sell tickets.
That's the whole point, people.
Yes. You're doing
this
great.
This was a first for us, and look what happened. Look at the people that support us with the bonus show, the people that really are so into getting this, and I'm so grateful. And I wanted to say thank you, but also tell people that, you know, get on your horse, because it's only been 24 hours.
Within the show, I sent a mass text. This will never happen, but I sent a mass text to my family members. I said, look, this year's show is in Vegas. I know you don't care about me, but maybe you want to come to Vegas and see what I do for a living and what the guys do. And they said, okay, where do we get tickets? I sent them a link, right? This sense of urgency is to our family members as well.
Yeah, I had to build a fire under Grandpa Bob.
Yeah.
Horny Bob Spiewak bought his tickets last night. I said, do this because you got to do this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an intimate little theater, and we're happy to be out there.
Yeah.
Very, very looking forward to it. All right, on to the rats. Let's talk about enough of the business.
Cheese,
we've had a lot of business
rats
on the show today.
Rats attacks.
Okay, when last we checked, this is what I know. Someone was excavating a property in your neighborhood. They dug up some foundation, and the rats, which burrow underground, spread out into the neighborhood, vermin on the streets under everybody's foundation, and you're just up to your ass in rats.
Oh, it's a bad thing to be.
A rat pack has been formed on the block, and it involves every neighbor on my street and across the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
They conferred. I called in because I was feeling under the weather. I heard that the last time we had rats like this, because I attributed this to the rat infestation of DC proper, right?
Okay.
That's what I thought it was, too.
They said there are multi-million dollar brownstones that were new construction that were built 20 years ago around the corner from my house.
All right.
The old timer around the corner said, the last time we had a problem like this was when they built those things.
And it's a repeat performance of the same thing.
You want to say that again?
It was a repeat performance of the same thing.
Yes. And he said, then when they did that throughout the construction, they had, the digging of the soil and the earth had disrupted these nests that are piped in underground over hundreds of years.
That is so disgusting.
Yes, it is disgusting.
Nests.
And he said, that's when we had this problem. Now, as a group, because the city is not doing enough, Mike, we have all pledged to buy our own traps. I told them kindly on my own. I said I had spent over $200 already on Amazon, and
this
I bought all of this.
Wheelhouse. Taking it into your own hands.
Yes.
Right.
It's the Oscar Santana struggling mantra. Yeah. This is your dream scenario.
I can fight 300 years of rats.
No, this is not me. This is everybody pledging that they're going to spend their own dollars on their own traps to essentially lay out a grid of death traps for these animals. And to a man and a woman, they all said yes. What can you send a link over for what traps are best for this this issue? And it's the big black ones you see outside of buildings, not the ones you use for
your
home.
What do you bait them with, by the way?
There is a the cubes that come in like a 50-gallon drum that you throw into it that look like They smell like peanut butter almost, right?
Okay.
So these are like the boxes we see, and not to slam our neighbors, but the boxes you see outside of Starbucks and the bagel
bakery.
Every
big building in any big city, you see something that looks black, and you're like, that must be where they go and kill things, right?
Mm-hmm. And so do the rats go in there and die and stay, or do they eat the stuff and then go back and
die? They
eat
the stuff, and the poison essentially dehydrates them.
Like it's decon. It's like really nuclear powered decon, because that's the way that works for mice. Is it dehydrates them, and because they die dry, they don't smell as bad.
Yes,
and it's dying of a really bad hangover.
Exactly. So don't give rats Pedialyte.
It's a terrible way to die.
Hold on a second, Polly's calling.
Oh, Polly. Polly. Oh, yeah.
Polly's calling back. Polly, you're calling back. What can we do for you, my friend?
I'm listening to the show on the phone.
Thank you, Polly. I appreciate it. Is there anything else that you wanted?
Oh yeah, Mike. I got new supplies for the CPAP. Did he send you the pictures, Robbo?
I was going to talk to Mike about that after the show. I have photographs of supplies for your CPAP machine, Mike.
That would be a no. Thank you, Polly. We appreciate it.
All right, love you.
Love you too. Bye bye. CPAP. Can't imagine he's a big guy that needs one of those machines to breathe. All right, we have to take a break. Oscar, we'll wrap up the rat talk, but also you've got some insight into the big parade in our nation's capital for our Stanley Cup champions yesterday, which was bittersweet for me. I'll explain why.
I'm going to add another layer of jealousy to your world, Mike.
Yeah, that's right.
True.
Right. Don't need Mike O'Meara in that parade. Put a big hockey fan like John Paul Flame there. Anyway, we'll take a break. Sorry. Should have been me. We'll take a break and we will come right back.
You moved away.
I know I did. Yeah, right. It's not right. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
And this is Todd Moore.
Hey.
You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right. And we are here to help get you your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own.
It's very simple and absolutely free.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging.
That's an oldie but goodie.
Like this one.
Yes.
It's Oscar Santana, Tech 411. He does that show with Todd Jong-un. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it. All you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest. Digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs, it's like magic. You get your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks, and they keep the updated they keep you updated.
Yes.
Every step of the process. We all use Legacy Box. The results are amazing. All the work is done by hand, and they know how valuable all these photos and home movies are to you, and they let you know what's going on. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45 or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS and make sure to enter the code TMOS to save 40% on your Legacy Box today. I just said that. Get started preserving your past, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so you're going to put the traps out. You'll keep us posted on whether they go away. Are they still under your crawl space? That's the last question.
Yeah, do you hear them in your house?
When it rains, I hear them under my house. We have a plan to dig under and lay a handful of traps underneath. Both with poison and to kill.
How will you get access? Will you dig from the outside in? Will
outside
you pull
in.
Floorboard? Okay.
Apparently there's industrious young gentleman that's going around helping lay these traps under people's houses. We're not the only house that's having this issue.
Is he on the level or is he a con man? Is he a carny?
He's not a carny. He's a handyman that's willing to do the work that others aren't.
Does he knock on doors shirtless?
No.
He's the shirtless rat
catcher.
Our
neighbor across the street said that they had some... They found a cartoon-sized, small dog-sized rat came in from a pipe outside. I don't know how rats can squeeze their way into different things.
Oh, mice are the same way. They can go through a hole the size of a dime.
He showed me the picture, and I was like, oh, my God, did you get a shotgun and blow it away? Like, what happened? He's like, no, we trapped it with a laundry basket and called pest control. God. Can you imagine a laundry basket to trap a rat?
Well, at least we're not going into the hot months.
No.
Anyway.
Spread disease some more, please.
And you know what else is good is in the summertime in D.C. Mike, you remember this. We don't ever have thunderstorms.
No,
in the summertime.
It won't be wet. It won't be damp and rat-like. Mm-hmm. Well, D.C. is built on a swamp, so that's why it's perfect for
this
rats.
This group attack, I'll let you know within a week, a full update of how many we get out. I think if everybody does what they say they're going to do, we've got a grid of death, and it'll take care of what they need to take care of.
So when they dehydrate, as we explained earlier,
yes.
Do you, like, look on the street and see, like, a desiccated
rat or something
like that?
I've already seen a few.
Really? Where they're all just, like...
Looks like they died breakdancing.
Okay. They all look like Jackie Stallone.
Yesterday in D.C., in our nation's capital, the parade for the Stanley Cup champions, my favorite team in Washington, the team I truly adopted when I moved to the city. I've been a season ticket holder. I've been to many, many games, covered the Caps at one of the first radio stations that I worked at.
Played
WYRE
with Caps.
In Annapolis,
yeah, you're like Pat Sajak. You're a season ticket holder.
Not for as many seasons as he has, but,
right.
Because he has more money than I do. But I covered the team way back in the day. I was in the press room at the old Capitol Center and saw a full-fledged Ken Beatrice meltdown, the late Ken Beatrice, mm-hmm. where it's like, God damn it, Karen, I want to go on now. He was doing a live cut-in. It was great. I saw great moments. Got to cut my teeth on these grisly old sports writers who were difficult guys to deal with. And then moved on where at the Capitol Center, I was a season ticket holder, went to a lot of games in the MCI Center,
yes,
Verizon Center. And then I moved out of town. And they won the championship. And down in Florida and up in Maine, I've been living vicariously through my friends like Goat and Fried and keeping tabs on you guys, and they won the championship. It couldn't be any more exciting. And then my old friend Eric Bickle posts a picture of the Junkies riding in the Capitals parade, and suddenly I just was overwhelmed with a feeling of sadness and bittersweet jealousy that, God, I would have loved to do that. Now, it would have...
Oscar, was it bittersweet or was it just bitter?
No, it was bittersweet because I was happy that they were having a championship.
Okay, just checking.
But the thing about it is that it would have been worse if I was in Manassas because I still wouldn't have been involved in it because we don't have the radio connection anymore with the team. And it was great though to see my old friend Goat leading the parade, the number one Caps fan there. And, it's good to see those guys. Those guys look like little kids that got to march in a championship mm-hmm. parade. Yeah. They've lived and breathed it. And they're natives. They've lived here all their lives, which is better than me. And Oscar said he had some behind-the-scenes insights about WJFK because he still works every week with Chad Dukes, who is the afternoon
guy. And Drab T-shirt, who's the producer for the Junkies.
The Junkies, right.
It was a goat show from what I heard, and not Goat, our friend, just in general, the term. Drab T-shirt was in the parade. Like, he was in the parade, right?
Big hockey fan.
Well, what was funny is that he went there like Mr. Bean, and I won't give all the details. We don't have time here. But he discussed this yesterday on when we taped Big O and Dukes, that he went to drop off the Junkies. And before he knew it, he was in the parade and walked the entire parade route with the Junkies, which is hilarious.
Well, they were riding.
Right.
I saw that.
They were
EB
in two different Mustangs
and JP,
two different convertibles. Yeah.
Okay. They were in two different convertibles.
Yes.
They got to ride on the back
They're
of a convertible.
In the parade.
Very cool.
In the parade, right?
I love being in a parade.
You love parades.
You do
period.
Love parades.
I love parades.
Yes.
I was jealous.
I think if you wanted to come down, we could have found a way to get you into the parade. I also believe that most people that went down there did not expect what the party that was had, right?
Yeah,
the hundreds of thousands of people that showed up to support this team.
This
it was
city
big.
Is starving, has been starving for a world championship. That's why that's why it was as significant as it was. It was fantastic.
Did you see the convertible? It was a small thing. I think it might have been a PT Cruiser, but it was full of rats.
He offered some context, Drab did, the access to the players that you just talked about.
Yes.
That
rats waving out the window. Putting their little claw up.
Little pointed thumb.
The player. For me, we were here at the office and we were watching.
On TV, yeah.
Rob was the first one to put it on television. And we were like, man, I felt like I was missing out a little bit until I realized it would have been just the worst experience getting in and getting out of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, were there, how many radio personalities were involved in the parade? Do we have any idea of that?
The Junkies and Elliot.
That's it. Elliot and the Junkies.
Yeah, the parade itself was a little, I mean, to be fair.
BDK was there, though. He was cut off by Fox 5.
He was covering for Channel 5.
He was running next to the bus. Oh, my God. It's the best scene ever. Yeah. Felt bad for BDK, but funny for us to watch.
Yeah.
He's running next to the bus, right? And he's yelling into the mic because he has no volume control. God bless him. He's been on national television for how long? And the mic is distorting.
Yeah,
And I'm rooting for the kid. I'm like, dude, please, somebody give you a monitor, something, because you're distorting. Right. And then it's like he got hit by a bus or his pack died because they smash cut away from him and they don't go back. Like, it was just
and,
gone.
And no reference to what just happened because he was cut off. He's, let's hear it from the Washington Capitol. And it's gone. And then Steve Shenavy says, a lot of crowd out here today.
Oh, we don't know. It's been a long time since we've had a championship.
Yeah. And there's nothing better than, and they cover, I think Channel 5 covered it for about 10 hours.
Yeah.
And there's nothing better than them having to fill those long spaces.
Oh, God. Because the rally, as a broadcaster.
The
really
rally
is.
And the speeches were magnificent. But the parade, I'll be honest, it's a little sparse.
Also, if you're working it and you're not, because Chad broadcasted from Clyde's in down there in Gallery Place,
right.
Chinatown. He said that it was his perspective was like, this is freaking awesome. Like, it was great, but if you're working it, you don't enjoy the party if you're working it.
No,
right?
That's true.
No, it's tough. It's tough to do that. It really is.
You have to broadcast.
You have to do the broadcast of the same thing. But I felt great for everybody that was there.
Exciting to see.
It was. It really, really was.
I did.
And Ovi dropping F-bombs and Fox and all the networks not bleeping it was great, too.
Yeah, live television,
man. Out of control. In a few weeks, that's when the hangover ends a little bit, guys.
Yeah.
Now, they get the world tour. I think the way it works in the Stanley Cup is each one of those guys gets a time with the cup where he's got to take it back to his hometown and he gets to hang out. It's just great.
That's so cool.
It's one of the best trophies in sports because the trophy is so central to the championship. So, and then September, I believe training camp begins and it all starts all over again, but it'll never be like it is now. The first one is the best one. There's no question about
that.
Can
I ask you a question?
Yes.
And this is when I think you really see people that understand the sport or just haircuts on television, right?
Right.
There is a traffic reporter locally. His name's Adam Tuss. I'm a big fan of him. I've never met
him. He's good. He's on Channel 4.
I've never met him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask you first, Mike, because I know that you're going to do such a better job. Mm-hmm. If you catch Ovi right outside the porter potty, right?
Yeah.
But you can tell, like, it was just quick. He was lucky. He caught Ovi. He had a camera, and Ovi stopped, right?
Right.
What do you ask him? What do you say to him?
You say, how do you feel?
Right?
That's it. You say, how do you feel? Right now, how do you feel? How are you feeling right now? How is this party? Is this celebration the best thing in your career?
Simple question, right?
Very simple.
Right. Simple, fun,
just, how do you
fun,
feel? It's a softball.
Uplifting.
It's a softball.
Thank you
how
for stopping
doing?
For this nobody. Right. It's not
absolutely.
ESPN.
Simple.
It's
there's not even a 150 journalists would ask the
it's
same
It's not
question.
A local station that covers you all the time. This is,
right.
I'm the traffic reporter. I have found Ovechkin.
Gold.
Yeah,
the
gold. I'd ask him. What did he ask?
He asked, I would have punched the effing TV. He asked, he goes, hi, you've been quite a sensation on the web with your antics. And Ovi was like, are you, like, what is this? Like, it was, he.
So
he,
not t- even a question.
He was just saying that this weekend of party, like, it was, a, was it
that's
negative?
Was
Tuss, it positive?
Yeah. Because Tuss's only connection to the world championship is viral videos that he saw on his phone.
Yeah,
right?
You're probably right.
I was like, what about just celebrating and not either laying a question out there that's either, are you diminishing him? You're saying that he's acting like a little, like, what is happening?
Congratulations on your championship. You really look like an a-hole on online.
That's how it came off. And Ovi, we looked at him and was like,
right.
Smiled because he's a professional. He's like, it was fun. Like, we're having a good time. Like, it was really weird.
But because I'm I just can't get the inner shock jock out of me. I probably would have gone the Fast Times at Ridgemont High route when he came out of the porta potty. Hope you had a nice piss, Ovi. That's that would have been it. We'll take a break.
Adam Tuss, WRC-TV.
Let's go, Caps. Congratulations on the parade. We'll talk to Goat about what his week's been like right after this on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Pretty woman walking down the street.
It's Political Persuasions. And now,
Here's Chris.
Hey, it's Chris Frates with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I preview the North Korea summit, unpack that G7 food fight with our allies, and we meet the guys who taped Trump's papers back together.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com.
It's true.
iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
You gotta listen to the show this week. He rips his papers up like documents that are supposed to be preserved for
like
history.
A kid.
He rips them up when he's done reading them. I'm done. Here they go. Fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Bonus Packages. It's the worst time of year. The hockey parade is over. People consider you a goat-eating liberal. You just finished your last can of Ham's beer, and the rats in your neighborhood just had a meeting and voted to exterminate you. What will you do? What will you do? Well, ass eyes, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy every single week that is so great it can turn a funeral into a funeral.
Hey!
La, la, la. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. It makes a great gift. Spread some cheer bonus show style, and who knows? You might have access to tickets before anybody else does when you get to be a bonus show subscriber. Get happy by giving back. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS, and then we help you. Tis truly a win-win. So please quit sucking, and we thank you.
News!
Some researchers out of Norway studied IQ test results from men born between 1962 and 1991. And as my dear departed papa, God rest his soul, told me a long, long time ago, we're getting dumber.
Oh, no.
They found that every generation was dumber than the one before it by about 7 IQ points.
Oh, 7?
My God.
Why? Let me explain. When the researchers accounted for all the possible factors, three things stood out. The quality of education is getting worse. Nutrition is getting worse.
Nutrition, really?
And every generation has more and more exposure to media. Hi, everybody. That's us. There is one optimistic part of this, though. People can improve their IQ, especially when they're teenagers. So your kids will have a shot at bucking this trend if you really focus on their education, which in Rob Spiewak's case, I think, is pretty obvious.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You really do care about the education of your kids.
You want them to.
But you don't care about their eating habits, so that's included in this, too. So it says education and their eating habits. You probably have to pick it up on that.
Well, it's weird because, I mean, they both eat pretty much the same, and they've turned out a little different.
Yeah. It's just, but keeping them away from the 8 billion types of media that are trying to grab their eyeballs, that's part of it, too. I don't know how you do on that end. I know my daughter is here visiting from New York, and it's just like I really go between just being the nurturing father and having this silly little fantasy of just taking the phone out of her hand and putting it down the toilet. It's just
we have a running struggle. Julia's one of her main jobs is to do the dishes. And when she empties the dishwasher, she's on her phone. I said, do you know how that could go three times faster? Put your phone down, because she's doing it with one hand.
I tell the same thing with my wife. I say, look, that blue apron, it's scheduled for 30 minutes, and you're taking about 50 because you're watching TV while you're doing it.
Yeah, it's not a TV activity.
And Papa's hungry.
Speaking of my daughter, tomorrow on the show, I will bless you with a factoid that you will both truly enjoy concerning my daughter and my wife, and you'll love it, and I'll be.
Does it involve a certain amount of opposition?
No.
Good.
You'll hear it tomorrow.
Okay, good.
It's just a statistic that was brought to my attention. A court has ordered Angelina Jolie to take steps to improve Brad Pitt's access to their 6 children, or risk losing primary custody.
Mm-mm-mm.
She has reportedly agreed to a summer visitation schedule. I guess it's been problematic up until now.
Mm-hmm.
And she has also had to agree to unmonitored calls and texts between Brad and the kids. Now, there are what, 15 kids? Is that what it is? 16, 17 kids?
A baker's dozen.
Okay. There's no official comment from either Brad or Angelina, but I guess things are not really going that well in that DIVORC.
Well, you know what? Anytime there is actions being taken to increase communications family-wise, I think that's probably a good sign.
Yes. I think it's good for the kids.
Yeah, you want to be included, right? Yeah.
Also, Brad Pitt has a new squeeze.
An MIT professor, world-renowned MIT professor.
What's his name?
Why can't it be a she?
No, because girls are nurses and teachers.
Okay, thank you.
That's why, Oscar.
That's funny.
What's his name? Obviously, not everyone had positive things to say about President Trump's historic meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, but Ivanka Trump had a message for the haters. This was her tweet yesterday. She said, A Chinese proverb says...
You almost read it like a fortune cookie.
I know. I wasn't
so
Chinese.
So great.
Chinese proverb say... I just did that automatically. I'm sorry. That was terrible. That was really...
It's not okay.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
So natural, too.
It was. It came out flowingly.
Chinese proverb say... No, I'm sorry.
Don't do that.
Obviously, Ivanka tweeted this from a Chinese proverb. She said, those who say it cannot be done should not interrupt those doing it. That's what she said yesterday. Okay. There's only one problem. It doesn't seem to be a Chinese proverb. Apparently, thousands of people on the Chinese social media site Weibo were trying to figure out where she got it from. The New York Times used a website called Quote Investigator to determine that it may have actually originated in the U.S. in the early 1900s. Can we nitpick this poor, this poor impoverished girl anymore?
Well,
impoverished. You know, and also, you know what? From what I read on the internet, it might not even be her. I hear it's a body double.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw a bit last night that she's made $82 million this year. Which is
slow year
for her.
That's excellent for you. You can get a lot of kidney surgeries for $82 million.
That's Melania. That's the mother. That's not Ivanka.
Well, yeah, but
you thought it was Melania that I was.
Yeah, we're talking about the blonde.
Oh, you can still, but you know what? They share money. I think.
All right. Next time you're hangry, just know this: it's not your fault. Your lack of food is just messing around with your sweet, innocent, diminishing every year brain.
Oh.
A new study out of the University of North Carolina figured out the reason why we get so angry when we're hungry. Hi, Carla. they found that when people were hungry, little things could quickly put them in a bad mood. And then from that point, they started viewing everything more negatively. People who had just eaten didn't do that. You didn't do that. Quote, there seems to be something special about unpleasant situations that makes people draw on their hunger feelings. In other words, your hunger isn't making you angry. Your hunger is just messing with your head and making it easier for you to get angry about everything else. So
it's like it shortens your fuse.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So put a bagel in your pocket or something like that.
Travel with a bagel.
I've been hangry before. Man,
oh, I've been
the
hangry
worst.
A lot. Mm. Yeah, I'm hangry about... only about 22 hours a day. The American Society for Microbiology just had its annual meeting in Atlanta, and one of the studies that was presented found that it's very possible to get food poisoning from your kitchen towels. Researchers looked at 100 towels after they'd been used for 1 month, and half of them had a potentially dangerous level of bacteria.
Ew.
The odds were even higher depending on different factors like how many people use the towels and if they were used for drying hands and dishes. You know the stuff I think when you're like at Denny's or something and they swab down
the
table?
Yeah, it has a very peculiar and distinct smell, the wipe down cloth. Yeah.
And here, you've heard this for 1,000 years. I believe it's true. The one way to lower your risk, wash your hands longer, people.
Yeah, pony.
Right. I will.
The other obvious thing you can do is wash your kitchen towels more often.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe every day.
Yeah, that Rob.
What about just use paper towels?
It's expensive. Paper towels. Expensive. Yeah. I wash our towels and we about every other day, I think.
How about the family cloth? Remember
that? Oh, gross.
And now a little something something. A homeless man was arrested after he was observed taking 2 donuts from the Walmart on U.S. Route 1 in St. Augustine, Florida.
Oh, St. Augustine, Florida. Now, where is that? Is that close to your house?
South of Jacksonville, north of Daytona, and east of Gainesville. Rob, I'm glad you asked. Peter
I can
Leadway,
almost see it.
Thank you. 52 years old. He paid for 1 donut at the self-checkout counter and left with 3, deputies said. A Walmart loss prevention manager... We got one up here in Maine.
Yes?
We've got one up here in Maine. She saw the guy, Ligue, it's L-I-G-U-E, Ligue, take the donuts, the report said. The Walmart manager told deputies she wanted to press charges.
Yeah, get it done. That's right.
The arrest report said that Ligue was previously removed from that Walmart location for trespassing. Walmart says it lost $1.16 due to the theft. And now it gives me another little Florida slogan.
Oh, so this would be a slogan for the state of Florida that's brand new.
Yeah, let me make sure I'm not nasal.
No.
Florida, cleaning up America one donut at a time. Yes, siree. Oh. Hallelujah. Yeah.
I mean, if someone's that hard up, let them have it.
Yeah.
Give them the donut. Give them a dozen.
Come on.
Our policy here is we don't press charges for anything under $2.
Right. Yeah. Florida.
I thought those loss prevention officers were just like zombies that they had to have there.
Yeah.
And the thing is, are they the people at the door? That's the question I have. And once again, I hate to tease tomorrow's show, but there's a lady we call the Hawk. She's at the Ellsworth Walmart. Carla calls her the Hawk. And we're walking to the Walmart with my daughter yesterday. I swear to God, Carla says to me, "No, oh, there she is." I said, "Who?" She goes, "The Hawk." Anyway. Yeah, Carla may have been caught with an error at the cash register.
Oh dear!
When it came to a $6 bottle of water, the Hawk caught her.
Hawk always does.
We're not illegal. And then they rang us up double. Yeah. It's a great store. We'll take a break and we'll come back with the audio of Rob Spiewak. Right, my life. I love my life. No parades for me. Going to the Walmart to get caught for stealing water. We'll be right back, everybody.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify. Just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. Amazon's still the best way to get what you need. We tell you every day because it's important to us every day. You want to make sure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase. You gotta do it right. So listen up. Just click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. Why do you mention this every day, Mike? Well, because we need to. It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase, so start clicking. Because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day, Rob Spiewak?
What do I always say? Be like Oscar Santana.
Ooh,
yes. Buy your rat traps on Amazon.
Rat traps.
Here we have pest control rat traps by CatSense. A six-pack for under $24 for safe and sanitary pet control. You just set it and forget it. And, Mike, a 100% kill rate.
Meow.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. Amazon really does have everything. You find the rat traps and more. At MikeOmerishow.com. Six-pack of rat traps.
That's right.
Get clicking, you Amazonians. And without further ado, let's open up the audio of rat trap. Rat trap.
Rat trap.
Rat trap.
Rat trap.
Oh, we mentioned.
Why didn't you go to the parade, Mike? Because I got out of that rat trap. Anyway.
We mentioned the big parade and rally for the Capitals yesterday.
Yes.
It was just fun TV for every level. I mean, it was exciting, but it's also great to watch live television because there's not much live TV anymore. This is the way Alex Ovechkin closed his speech.
Yes.
How do you not love this guy?
And the one and last thing. Before the year, I said, not me say, it's just us saying, we're not going to be f***ing sucked this year.
What?
We're the Stanley Cup champions!
We're not going to effing suck this year.
Yeah!
Just like a little kid. Oh, great, great kid. I really do. That's a long career in this city. And he did it. He did it. Have another drink, Obi.
I might have missed this.
But he goes on for some time.
I would love to see a Russian nesting doll of the Caps.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be. Right? I don't know if they already sell them somewhere, but that would
heartbeat.
Be a great thing.
But I'd want
an Ovi nesting doll.
Yeah,
or maybe like all the different
all
players.
The
different
all
players.
The and Ovi's at the top. Great.
And the little guy in the middle is Ted Leonsis.
Yeah. That would be great.
Just a little guy. All right.
What a great idea. That would have to be a big one. Get the whole team there. Giant nesting doll.
You can buy three. There's a bobblehead company that puts out the championship bobbleheads.
Oh, and they're in all sizes, right?
Yes. Yeah. The package for this year's championship, and I don't think it involves all the players, is $900.
Wow.
But they are larger bobbleheads.
Yeah, and they have them up to 3 feet tall.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It really is. How long has this city needed this?
Oh, we do.
Absolutely marvelous.
Great. All right, Mike, you were a drummer at a time. You still occasionally drum. This is an 8-year-old girl. You can look at this on our Facebook page, and I hope you do. It's pinned to the top of the page. She's drumming to the song Good Times, Bad Times by Led Zeppelin.
Oh,
she is so tiny. But listen, you hear the record, but every time you hear the cowbell and the hit of the snare, this is an 8-year-old girl drumming this.
tough beat to do.
It is. And she was in a contest for drumming kids. She came in second. So there's someone out there better than her.
Guess my little guy showing an interest. He really is.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. You got to love that. But anyway,
he's too busy writing his dark lyrics, though.
Oh, for the pirate shanty.
Yeah, yeah. We listened to that last night, just laughed out loud again at it, you know?
The other...
Really. Yeah, dug up his bone. Put him in a hot pot.
So great.
Dinner.
And he went down.
The other video on our Facebook page, this I watched three times today. A lady is locked out of her house, and she's trying to get in the sliding glass door, but she can't because there's a Charlie bar, which is essentially, you know, a dowel rod to make sure the door won't open. But her dog, a yellow lab, is in there.
Oh, smart dog.
The dog unlocks the door.
Come here, Sam. Get, unlock it. Just pull the, just pull. Good boy. Oh, my gosh, just pull them. No, you were so close. I just need him to take that. There's like a wooden rod, and I need him to take it out of there because it freaking slipped back in. Good boy. Good boy. You can do it. You can. Yay! You're such a good boy! He saved me! I love you so much! You're such a good boy!
Okay, I have to say this.
And he's running around like he's got a stick.
It's a sweet viral video. It's a sweet viral video, but it's also fake.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fake in that she had the camera ready to go. The dog has been trained to do this.
And
she made it look spontaneous. I mean, Rob, I haven't seen it. You've seen it.
What do you think?
I think it could very well be genuine. But after hearing the tape, I think maybe the bar was put there by her husband.
Yeah, I think
to keep her out of the house.
Hey, it doesn't take away from the fact that the dog did that.
No, and the dog was so happy running around with the dowel rod. It's worth a look.
He won.
LeBron James is 33. His son is 13 and can nearly dunk a basketball. Mm-hmm. They asked LeBron what is his ultimate goal?
What was the greatest achievement of my life? If I'm on the same court as my son in the NBA, that would be number one in my lifetime.
So LeBron wants to stick it out for at least 5 more years and play on a team with his son. How great would that be to have LeBron and LeBron Jr.? Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. It's a good outlook.
Well, you know, he's had a tough run, and you know, it's tough. I mean, I feel for the guy. The guy's got a lot of obstacles, so I hope he gets what he wishes for.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right. Hope he gets to ride in a parade.
Maybe he could ride.
You've turned on Braun.
No. I'm
the whore of Akron.
I was the whore of Akron guy. Yeah. You remember way back when, and then I came full circle, and I kind of like where LeBron
when he leaves
went
for LA.
As soon as he went back, when he went back to Cleveland, all was forgiven, but, and I'm sure the people in Cleveland.
What if he he's supposed to leave for LA this next season?
It's cool to me. What do you think about that?
I think, right?
I mean, he's paid his dues. He's done enough for the city. Yes. Go to L.A., get the big endorsement.
Get into movies.
For him to, you know,
in movies.
Yeah, but get into – if you live – okay, let's be honest here. Would you rather live in Cleveland or Los Angeles?
Me? Always Cleveland.
Great karaoke.
Yeah, the best. And I would love to ride into Cleveland in a Ford Mustang with John Auville. That's how I want to get there. Let's close with a birthday wish. George H.W. Bush, 94 years old.
George H.W. Bush turned 94 today. Woo. He is now the oldest living president ever.
Awesome.
Yeah, Bush toasted himself saying, "Suck it, Thomas Jefferson."
It's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us. And thank you. We don't want to remind you, tickets are on sale for our P1s, our bonus show subscribers. Yes. And then tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, they will be open for the general public. Mm. There are still a limited number of tickets available. You've gone nuts over this Las Vegas style, people, and we are eternally grateful. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Town for gun safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.